Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, running out the crew. And we are doing something truly unique. For the first time ever, we got a live stream going from the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show with Mike the Mariner. We've never done this before. So get ready for the first ever World of Boating Charlie Foxtrot experience. And I got my finger on the dump button just in case as well. But Mike the Mariner is at the event live at the yacht company are you at? Green what? What is
wait,
it?
Wait, yeah, what kind of intro?
Yeah, wait, right wait. Now,
what? Yeah. Wait. Wait.
What Barry? Kind of intro is that? You didn't say live from the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show is Mike.
Okay. Well, you did. So we'll just go with that then. You're right, at Green. Yeah, what? What is it, Mike? What yacht broker or yacht manufacturer?
Well, it's the manufacturer. They're called Green Line Yachts.
Okay.
And they're actually built in Slovenia, but they're pretty unique. And we're going to talk to a representative here a little later in the show about the diesel electric hybrid technology that this boat incorporates.
Oh, okay.
And, how it operates.
Well, yeah. That sounds pretty awesome. I mean, both Barry was there on what, Wednesday or Thursday?
I was there on Thursday.
Thursday. And obviously, yeah. Mike's been there the last day or so. And so let's kind of do an overview first off. So, Mike, you're on site. It looks like it's pretty busy. Mm-hmm. You're out there on the docks, seeing a lot of people. What's the vibe? What can you tell?
Yeah, I would say that it's more well attended this year than it was last year.
Okay.
Plus, the weather is also better. The weather has been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
A lot of new technologies, a lot of new accessories that were pretty cool. We'll talk about some of those a little bit later. But mm-hmm. overall, I've talked to several boat representatives. They say that the activity's been really good. A couple of the manufacturers have already sold several of the boats that are here at the show and or taken deposits on boats to be produced down the road. But
all right. That's a good sign.
Overall, we're getting a good vibe.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the official press release from FLIBS. Wednesday evening after the first day, and they actually raved and said, you know, this is the largest boat show in the world, in water for sure, but they were pretty happy with day one, even though I guess it rained a lot on day one, which is VIP day. They still had quite a bit of activity, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so far, the weather's been spectacular, a little cooler for Florida standards, but I think that's being received pretty well, right, Mike? What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody's having a great time. The weather's perfect. Great time to come look at boats and dream or get your checkbook out and go ahead and.
Well, is that what you're planning to do?
Plunge.
I mean, he's been sending us texts all morning, like, "Hey, boys, check out this new boat." I'm like, "Uh-oh, Mike's about to make a purchase."
He might not with his money.
we're not buying a boat, but we're probably going to buy something for the boat that we do have.
Okay, well, there you go. That counts for something. All right, well, we're going to talk to some folks at, once again, it's Green what? Green?
Green Line.
Green Line Green Boats Line. Here in just a bit. Now, Barry was there Thursday, and he was sending me texts all day. He saw a ton of stuff. Top highlights so far. First off, Thursday was pretty busy from what you could tell as well, Barry, or what?
Yeah, the convention center wasn't as busy in the beginning, but it started to get busy as the day went on.
Yeah.
And I took the bus over to Bahia Mar, where he is now.
Yeah.
And it was packed, but the weather was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I did hear people grumble a little bit about Wednesday. Yeah, the cold front was coming through, but Thursday was gorgeous. Friday is gorgeous. Mike is there today. He knows what it's like out there.
Right.
This is one of the best outdoor venues that they've had in a long time, mm-hmm. and it's busy there.
Yeah.
And there's smells of delicious food everywhere. Yes, I was hitting the trick-or-treat baskets at all the different displays there.
Ah. Yeah, Mike is picking up the leftovers, I assume. Is that right, Mike? Is there a bunch of bowls of candy out there this morning?
Yeah, we've been in glycemic shock most of the morning.
So. Yeah, there you make go. Make total sense.
Yeah.
Barry didn't get it all. He tried.
No, I didn't
get
it all.
He was on a mission. But
well, my mission was is what you asked me to do.
Yeah.
Start finding interesting products, interesting people to interview
right.
as the rest of the year goes on. Yeah. So I have a bunch of business cards
right.
From Spot, from a Massachusetts Maritime company. Academy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, what was the standout as far as stuff that you saw? You said, I know you sent me a video of, what was it, a V12? How big was this motor, outboard motor?
That was a 600 horsepower outboard. And that's the one where I sent the video and you see just the lower unit, not even the whole lower unit, just the little part of the lower unit going back and forth.
What manufacturer?
I think that was,
they're Mercury's.
I think it was Mercury.
Yeah. You saw that too in the video
that have them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It looked pretty high tech. And I mean, they had a pretty cool little display, but both the props are
It had those
on the
two counter rotating props like you have on the
looks cool.
That? The
cool and shiny. That's what you need for a booth display like that. But thing absolutely. Was massive. As big as you guys, wasn't it? That motor? Yeah,
they are.
Oh, it was bigger than we were. It was huge. But here's the interesting thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, you keep talking about how you think things are going to be changing this year. I believe that now, because you're going to see, and Mike has already seen it, there are a lot of new boats, new designs for 2026. And if manufacturers are willing to put the money and the time to redesign their boats and bring them up to spec for 2026, they're looking for some good sales this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, are you getting that vibe too, Mike? Are you seeing some new designs or talking to vendors like that or what?
Yeah, there are. Well, there's a lot of different technologies. For instance, there's a boat called a D32 Open that has outboard power, but you can't see the engines because what they've done is they've put a lid over the outboard engines and made it a sun pad. So it looks like an inboard boat.
How about that?
But it has outboard power. There's two or three different models available for that. So lots of really cool innovation going on in the boating industry right now.
Okay. And obviously, you know, you're hanging by that one Green Line manufacturer right now. What is that boat behind you? Is that one of their boats or a different one?
This is the
How big is that monster? 48.
This one is it's a 48 and they make several different models. This one happens to be the 48 and diesel electric hybrid, just really interesting technology and its performance is pretty interesting too. So we'll talk about that one in the next segment.
Absolutely. So you obviously saw that massive outboard yourself, Mike. What about the queen of the show? Do you guys take a look at the marina there with the big fancy yachts, the 300-footer? Either one of you get out there?
We have not gone to that particular part of the show.
Yeah.
We are at Bahia Mar today, looking at, and there are some very large boats here, but the largest boats are over at the other marina.
Gotcha. Did you get over there, Barry, or no?
No, I couldn't make it. Not enough time. This is a show that you need to spend at least 3 days at.
Yeah, well, it has like what, 7 locations or something?
It has a lot of locations scattered around. If you want to take it easy and not rush it and just look at everything, spend at least 3 days there.
3 days. And you did one.
And I did one. And I was running around like a mad person. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I did take the water taxi back. And, you know, there was an article in one of the magazines about people are coming there for the boat show, but they're also buying homes. And there was that one beautiful home right on the water I showed you.
Yeah.
I sent some pictures over.
And it was buy a boat, get a free house kind of thing?
Like buy the house and then you have a place to put your yacht.
Yeah, but I've seen those deals. I mean, they probably got them going on where you buy one of those fancy yachts for God knows how much and they throw in like a free Porsche or, you know.
Well, there were a couple of cars in the lawn there, so maybe they were giving those away.
There's some deals to be had. Mm-hmm. And Barry needs to get down there and take advantage of them without my credit card. All right. We're going to find out about Green Line boats next on the World of Boating. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.